Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, yeah. Baby, you my you all simulcast, Hockman and Crowder. I am blown away by how many people on this text machine eat hot dogs right out of the package.
Yeah.
They don't cook them. They eat them cold.
Cut them up, some ketchup. Set to go, baby. Hot sauce, set to go.
Somebody texts in, I'm a UPS driver. It's not always easy to get to a microwave to warm my food. I use the windshield, just like you.
Yes, sir. God's hot plate.
Nothing like a cold beer and a cooler of ballpark Franks at a tailgate right out of the package. No cooking.
I'm not proud of it, but I've done it. I got to be honest.
Then there's this text. OMG, I'm going to vomit.
I understand that as well.
You can always use a magnifying glass and the sun to speed up the warming process. Crowder, when's the last time you ate a sun-cooked hot dog? Was that when you got sick in the DR? That would explain it.
No, actually about 3 weeks ago.
I grew up in Hialeah. I ate mayonnaise sandwiches and cold hot dogs every day.
Mayonnaise.
We know Dan Day, who produces our simulcast. He grew up in New Orleans eating mayonnaise sandwiches.
Mayonnaise.
That's what his grandma called it. Mayonnaise sandwich. I love cold hot dogs. Crowder, you got issues, player.
Bro, if it's warm, it's warm. No matter the heating surface, if it's warm, it's warm.
People are saying it's like eating bologna out of the package. Like, you don't have to warm it up.
It's, you know what? Honestly, it is bologna
right.
With the casing on it.
Right.
It's mushed up garbage meat that they make into a paste and they cook it in a little casing.
Somebody says, Hockman, you would not survive on Naked and Afraid. Nope. Mm. For many reasons. Although my thumb might come in handy.
What you
is
gonna
that
do?
An opposable thumb?
What you going to do with that thumb on Naked and Afraid?
Tom DeAngelo is on the line here. How do I go from one to the other? Tom DeAngelo is a sports writer for the Palm Beach Post. He was at Hurricanes Media Day yesterday. You could read his work in the Palm Beach Post. We enjoy talking with him. Have you ever eaten a cold hot dog, Tom?
I don't eat cooked hot dogs, guys.
Oh, really? You won't eat a hot dog? Yeah, I don't blame you.
I'm not a big hot dog guy.
Did you know that you could eat them cold. Right out of the package from the fridge?
No, I did not. Not when this is the first I've heard of this.
Yeah,
I wondered what I'm getting myself into, but yeah. Did not.
I did not either.
And you know me. I'm a worldly guy, up to date and everything. So you know how I'm just one of those up to date guys.
I
never heard of this.
You still got the dial up modem, right? No, but honestly, I mean, I figured I'm 49 years old. I figured I would have known that you could eat a hot. I never even considered that you could eat it, that you would eat it.
Why?
Out of
you're spoiled.
I guess so.
Yeah, I've been spoiled with heat your whole life.
Hey, Hawk, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Do we have to teach you and Glenn Geffner how to play nice in the sandbox?
I mean, honestly, Glenn Geffner calling out Will Manso, who's an ardent supporter of the Marlins and what they do. I had to teach Glenn Geffner a lesson on Twitter. What'd you think of that?
Crowder, how you doing?
I'm good, Tom. Good to hear from you.
I'll address it later on for people that weren't listening to the Loco Hour. Let me talk some Canes with you. Now, a lot of us thought it was going to be a two-man battle between Tate Martell and Nikosi Perry for the starting quarterback job, and then Jaren Williams ends up getting the job. Are you surprised by that? I mean, you've watched him.
If you asked me in January, I would have said there's no way Jaren Williams wins this job. But as the months went along and you started hearing things and seeing some of the early practice, the start of the practices in the spring, and then we were able to watch three full practices. I saw two of the three practices we were able to watch during the beginning of camp. No, I'm not surprised. It's astounding how bad a passer Tate Martell is for a guy who was as highly ranked as he was. For any guy, a guy that got a scholarship to Ohio State, I really is. To have him ranked where he was, and he was grossly overrated as a passer. And then I didn't think he was going to win the job. And then came down to Nikosi Perry and Jaren Williams. I'm thinking, you know, we've seen Nikosi Perry. And this is the new Miami. You know, we don't want the old quarterback if you want the new Miami. And so in the end, when you put it all together, it kind of makes sense that Jaren Williams is going to be the starting quarterback.
And, Tom, you've seen more of than most of us. You talk about those practices you were at. We've seen him throw three passes. He completed one in, Savannah State game last year?
Yeah, it was one pass.
Like, Tom, what is Jaren Williams? Is he a Big Ben type? Is he a pocket guy? Like, what is Jaren Williams as a quarterback?
I think he can throw the ball. He has some athletic ability. Now, we're not the greatest evaluators. When a guy throws it and another guy catches it, I think it's a good pass. But I listen to what these guys have said, and the one thing you hear, and every time they say, there was a couple of things, but the one thing that the players yesterday, especially every player and Danny Nose and Manny Diaz said was accuracy. And when you look at Nikosi Perry last year, he completed 50% of his passes, 51%. When you look at what Tate Martell was doing throughout camp, I think they just needed someone who can hit a target. And then beyond that, of course, there's a lot more that goes with that. They were happy with his leadership. They were happy with his ability to grasp the new offense. But they, number one, needed someone who could hit a receiver. Let's face it. One reason Tate Martell might have had a little edge is no one's really confident in that offensive line. And especially when you go in that very first game, you're going against that defensive line. I have a feeling the Miami quarterback's going to be running for his life for a lot of that game. There's going to be a lot of RPOs, a lot of quick passes, and you're just going to need somebody who at times is going to have to get the heck out of there, because I don't have confidence that they're going to be able to keep the quarterback clean. So all of that, yes, and he's athletic too, and all of that combined, I think he's the best they got for this spot right now. But at least I think you're going to at least see. As we get the season going, maybe as the offensive line improves, it should. Manny said yesterday, this offense is going to improve as the season goes along. Then you might see Jaren get a little more time, and we'll see some of that accuracy they're talking about.
Tom DeAngelo from the Palm Beach Post is with us. You said that his accuracy was awful. Tate Martell, you had even tweeted mm-hmm. that you think he might be better suited playing at receiver. Like, you don't think this kid's a college quarterback.
No, I don't. I don't. I guess could he go to a group of, could he go to Memphis and play quarterback? Could he go to, FAU, and play quarterback? Somebody's going to probably give him a chance, because number one, I don't think he's going to do this. I have not seen it. I will, this full disclosure, but I've heard how he came across in that was the show that was a QB1. Was a show that he was on. And I know, you hear stories about the type of the kid he is and the arrogance and the ego. And I just don't think he's going to allow himself to do that. I don't think you can tell him that you're probably not a major college quarterback. So number one, does he drop down a level? Does he go and try to play quarterback at a lower level school? Or does he, when I'm not sure if he's going to do that. And I certainly don't think he's going to switch positions. But he's a great athlete. He's a great athlete. He's a very athletic kid. And that's why he got this high ranking, because he was a dual-rated. He was the number two dual-rated quarterback coming out of high school behind Tua Tagovailoa. And that was because of his athletic ability and his speed. He was able to do other things. I guess if you take advantage of that and try another position, Dustin Berrios, that's a great spot. I mean, to be that type of receiver – and show off your athletic ability. He has the size. He was bigger than Braxton Berrios is. I think that'd be a great spot for him if eventually, if he ever realizes and he isn't able to improve.
I mean, that you got to kind of realize after two. He didn't get the gig at Ohio State, and someone else came in, and he saw the writing on the wall, and then he comes here and doesn't get the gig. Like, I mean, you'd have to be kind of dense.
Yeah, it didn't take him a minute to get out of Dodge. It didn't take him a minute to get out of Dodge when some competition came in Justin Fields, and he had to get back out of there. So obviously, he knows. And he saw where he didn't get much. He didn't get on the field much the last 2 years there. And now he's lost out. What will be really interesting is if Manny just comes out and says his number two, his number three, and Nikosi Perry's number two. What more of a message do you need if you wind up third on that three-man competition on the depth chart?
Oh, and like you're talking about it, Tom, I don't know if you're just talking hypothetically, but one of them have to transfer because Jaron's a freshman. They're both second-year guys. One of them have to transfer out of here.
I would guess. I mean, they both could. I don't see it out of the realm of especially where Nikosi's had that taste. So he's thinking, look, he wasn't a world beater last year. He wasn't the worst quarterback in the world. Maybe I can play. Maybe not in Miami, but maybe I can start at something just a little bit below Miami level. And of course, Martell not just coming in here probably thinking, hey, I'm gonna this is a great place for me. I'm gonna play. What's this guy? Who's this Perry kid? Who's this Jaron Williams kid? I'm gonna win this job and finishing mate probably third on the depth chart. I could see them both. I would say one of them, but you're right. One of them has to. He's not going to just sit there and be the number three in the depth chart, especially two kids. They're going to be either asking a kid who started six games last year or a kid who had everything thrown at him and told how great he is his entire life. One of those two kids is going to be number three in the depth chart.
Tom DeAngelo, read his work in the Palm Beach Post. We learned something from you this afternoon about Tate Martell. You learned something from us about hot dogs.
About hot dogs. And, call Glenn Geffner.
Will Manso. Will Manso's coming on with us at 4 o'clock. I'm going to try to stir this thing up, Tom. And then I'll leave it for Crowder. I'll leave it for Crowder and Solana to fix.
Thank Tom.
Yeah, you guys would never do that. Never do that.
All right,
guys.
See you, Tom.
Thanks for having me.
There you go. Tom DeAngelo, read his work in the Palm Beach Post.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.